Peace and blessings, y'all, and welcome to another Keeping It Real episode, part two of two. In this part two episode, we're going to be talking about the top five Zio Doggy supporters over yonder with a bunker-busting conclusion. But remember, you wait for it. So we started our two-part episode with part one, where we talked about the bottom three top Zio Doggy supporters over yonder. And before we get too distracted and start, you know, before we get distracted by keeping it real, this script is incorrect grammatical English, and that's why I'm having problems. Well, before we get distracted as we try to keeping it real, we move on to number two out of five of the top five Zio Doggy supporters over yonder that foolishly support the foolish rabid Zio Doggy regime of Israel. Number two, and that is Britain. And so, as we did in the last episode, we're just going to read some of this stuff because the script is way too long, unfortunately. And the research department, as we said, kept all the research in there. And then the scripting department didn't bother to delete anything because apparently, I don't know, they were busier or something like that. And then the censorship department, they didn't bother to censor anything because they were probably too busy as well. Then they just forwarded this, you know, like 20-page script to us. And then they were like, please do us a favor and try to do the episode within 5 minutes. So anyways, we're going to read so that... British Labour Party has suspended lawmaker Kate Osamor after she said Israel's war on Gaza should be remembered as an example of genocide in the world. A Britain-based advocacy group has filed a lawsuit against senior UK politicians for their complicity in Israel's war crimes against the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Four British arms factories supplying components for the F-35 stealth fighter jets used by Israel to bomb Gaza have been temporarily shut down by hundreds of workers and demonstrators protesting against the Israeli genocide in Gaza. And UK ministers are mulling proposals to prevent members of parliament, that's MPs and councillors, from engaging with Palestinian rights organizations. Like, you can't even engage with them? A British charity has launched a nationwide billboard campaign that calls on the UK government to end its arms sales and trade agreements with Israel. That means that they still are sending arms and selling arms to Israel. Despite growing pressure on the United Kingdom to end its arms sales to Israel, British Foreign Secretary David Cameron says London's position on exporting arms to the occupying regime remains unchanged. How, you know, shameful. And 37 British parliamentarians have called on the government to account for its failure to suspend export licenses for F-35 stealth fighter jet parts, and that can end up being used in Israel's nearly year-old war on Gaza. Sorry. In protests outside the BBC, that's the British Broadcasting Corporation, and mass rallies nationwide, Britons are calling out the bias in British mainstream journalism in its coverage of Israel's genocidal war on Gaza. Mass media clowns. An independent British journalist critical of Israel's genocidal war on the Gaza Strip has been arrested in the UK under Section 12 of the country's Terrorism Act of 2000, Mr. Richard Medhurst. Cool guy. A high-ranking British diplomat, Mr. Mark Smith, has stepped down from the Foreign Office due to the United Kingdom's ongoing arms sales to Israel, condemning the move as having no justification. Go, good job for you, Mr. Mark Smith. You totally, like, you quit your job because of your ideals? And a BBC correspondent has described the flagship British news agency's support for the lie spread by Israelis as the collapse of journalistic norms. The chief executive of London-based charity organization Oxfam has censured the UK as intellectually and morally incoherent. That's some pretty tough words. Over supplying arms to Israel while attempting to provide humanitarian aid to Gaza. So this is another situation of, on one hand, they provide humanitarian aid, and on the other hand, they supply weapons. So it's like we said, you know, when we talked about Germany, it's like perhaps the UK British people, well, the British government, because the people are against this whole, you know, Israeli genocide on Gaza, but the British government apparently likes to kill fat Palestinians. And the British weapons industry has been cashing in on the genocide in Gaza with a pivotal role being played by BAE Systems in supplying the Zionist killing machine. Investors de-invest. A report has revealed that the United Kingdom military has flown 200 spy missions over Gaza in support of Israel, adding that the International Criminal Court, the ICC, could investigate British officials over complicity in war crimes. You sneaky little spying. And Britain has blocked legal assessments over whether Israel has breached international humanitarian law, IHL, during its ongoing war on the besieged Gaza Strip 2 weeks after London doubled down on exporting arms to the occupying regime. Like, why would you double down on sending weapons to the Israeli regime that's doing genocide? And the High Court in London has rejected a legal challenge against UK weapons exports to Israel despite growing concerns over human rights violations in war-torn Gaza Strip. So the judiciary apparently has also been infiltrated by the Zionist regime. And yes, Britain would have done so much more to foolishly support the foolish Zio doggy rabid regime of Israel, you know, but apparently they didn't because they're British. And yes, the grand finale to the top five Dio's. And yes, the grand finale to the top five Zio Doggy supporters over yonder is the one and only state sponsor of other states' terrorism. Even though Israel ain't a legitimate state by any means necessary. Is the one and only state sponsor of other states' terrorism the United States of America. So yes, numero uno, numero yik, number ik, number yik, we already said that, is the one and only big dog himself, or herself, I really don't understand why they give countries gender pronouns, is number one, America. And yes, of course, I know that this is something that the whole world can see in a very crystal clear manner, but you know, I mean, it never hurts to, you know, add one more nail and pound it into the metaphorical coffin. So, a group of lawyers from the United States of America and abroad have signed onto a legal letter that calls on President Joe Biden to halt military aid to Israel until the regime stops its hostilities in the Gaza Strip. United States of America President Joe Biden, as they say, Genocide Joe, Sleepy Joe, has signed into law legislation that authorizes billions of dollars in war assistance to Israel and Ukraine. The U.S. Senate has overwhelmingly passed a $95 billion so-called aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Chinese Taipei. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a whopping $95 billion so-called aid package aimed at the Israeli regime. Amid warnings about further contribution by Washington to global crisis, hello, state sponsor of other states' terrorism. And the United States has predictably cast its veto against a bid by the Palestinian Authority, the PA, for Palestine to be recognized as a full member of the United Nations. How incredibly cheap is that? You know, you have a seat on the United Nations Security Council and you're like totally vetoing this guy who just wants to be a member? And a new report says that the administration of US President Joe Biden has authorized the transfer of billions of dollars in bombs and fighter jets to Israel in recent days amid the regime's genocidal war against the Palestinians in Gaza. Yes, there's a whole bunch of headlines, so please forgive me, but there is a point to what we are doing because we are keeping it real. And yes, I'm going as possibly fast as my brain can go. A new report has revealed that the United States has quietly authorized over 100 separate weapon sales to Israel since the start of the Gaza War in early October, despite mounting alarm over the occupying regime's genocidal campaign against the besieged territory. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, I think his name is Bernard, says Washington cannot continue to be complicit in Israel's horrific war in the Gaza Strip while the whole world is watching. Bernie, ain't nobody listening to you, bro. Okay, the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is reportedly preparing to send tens of millions of dollars worth of weapons and bombs to Israel in continuation of Washington's untrammeled support for the occupying regime's month-long war on Gaza. The U.S. House Appropriations Panel has recommended allocating billions of dollars worth of weapons and ammunition to strengthen the Israeli regime amid calls on U.S. President Joe Biden's administration to defuse tensions in West Asia. Why are you continuing to send the rabid dog Israel, you know, gone wild, more money and more weapons? What is wrong with you people? And apparently U.S. Secretary of Defense, Mr. Lloyd Austin, he says that this is Israel's operation and I'm not here to dictate timelines or terms. Our support to Israel's right to defend itself is ironclad, and as you've heard me say a number of times, and that's not going to change. And U.S. President Sleepy Joe has pledged unshakable support for Israel as the death toll from the occupying regime's genocidal aggression against the Gaza Strip surpasses 18,000. So this was like months ago. It's like well over 41,000 now. And American mega banks have underwritten billions of dollars in Israeli bonds, including a substantial amount of $8 billion in March this year, despite U.S. colleges and university campuses witnessing massive pro-Palestinian protests. Shame on you, mega banks. And the White House is reportedly moving forward with a new plan to transfer $1 billion in weapons to Israel. Why do they not, like, sell them less than $1 billion? Why do you insist on selling them $1 billion plus? Where are you getting all this money from? American taxpayers don't got that much money? And 16 U.S. Democratic lawmakers have joined Republicans to pass a bill that will force President Joe Biden administration to speed up approved arms shipments to Israel. So for all you people who think that voting for the Democrats is going to make anything better, hello, 16 U.S. Democrats, just, watch it again. In yet another brazen act of support for Israel's month-long genocide against the besieged Gaza Strip, the United States President administration, Sleepy Joe, has hinted that the regime's deadly strikes targeting displaced Palestinians in the center city of Rafah did not cross a red line and would not lead to a change in Washington's policy towards Tel Aviv. Are you guys listening to what these guys are saying? The United States State Department has used emergency authority to skip its routine congressional review to send a shipment of about 14,000 tank shells to Israel. So it's like, and an emergency spending bill to provide billions of dollars in new assistance for wars has been blocked in the U.S. Senate as lawmakers seek to drop Ukraine from the aid package, which also includes Israel. Jesus. The United States has supplied Israel with more than 10,000 tons of military equipment since the beginning of the occupying regime's war on the besieged Gaza Strip, says Tel Aviv. So it's from Tel Aviv's own mouth that, you know, the Israeli rabid dog is saying these things, which ceaselessly drops bombs on the densely populated Palestinian territories. U.S. President Genocide Joe has requested the removal of nearly every restriction on Israel's use of the stockpiles of weapons and ammunition stored by the United States in Israel. According to some American report, the United States has secretly increased its military aid to Israel, including more sophisticated missiles and equipment amid the occupying regime's brutal onslaught against the Gaza Strip, according to a report by Bloomberg. A U.S. Republican lawmaker, Ms. Michelle Salzman, has sparked outrage for making a chilling call for genocide of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Like, why would you do that? The U.S. Department of Defense has decided to deploy more boots to West Asia amid the Israeli escalation of war in the region. Why would you do that also? And a report has revealed that the Israeli regime used munitions made in the United States in its recent deadly strike on a tent camp in Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah, which left some 50 people dead. Why would you conduct a deadly strike on a tent camp? The U.S. State Department has not allowed former Marine Corps intelligence officer and American foreign policy critic Scott Ritter, to board a flight from New York to Istanbul. Like, he's like an American citizen. Why would you not allow him to go to Istanbul? He's just like going to check out the sights. And U.S. rights groups have filed an appeal against U.S. President Sleepy Joe. It's this guy over and over again. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Okay, now we're getting serious. For their complicity in the Israeli regime's month-long genocide of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Under pressure from the administration of Joe Biden, two key Democrats in Congress have agreed to approve a major arms sales to Israel, including 50 F-15 fighter jets worth more than $18 billion, according to a report. And the United States has reportedly provided $6.5 billion in security assistance to Israel since the occupying regime launched its genocide war on the Gaza Strip. The United States is to send Israel 500-pound bombs that were part of a weapons shipment suspended over the Israeli invasion of Gaza's Rafah, according to a report. The administration of Sleepy Joe is set to resume shipment of heavy bombs to the Israeli regime in defiance of international calls against the move, in line with Washington's untrammeled support for the occupying entity in its month-long genocidal war on Palestinians. Like, what in the world is going on? And yes, don't worry, I'm almost done. This is the, like, number one. He's numero uno. He's the big dog himself or herself, you know, whichever one they want to ascribe themselves to. So it's going to take a little bit long, but I'm almost done. And the Israeli regime has singled out for extraordinary U.S. support in the upcoming Republican Party's platform. Beware Republican voters. In a heated U.S. presidential debate on Wednesday, whatever Wednesday that was, the two candidates vying for the top office, Kamala Harris and Donald DJ Trump, clashed over who loves the Zionist occupation more. Like, how can this not, like, why do the American people not realize what's happening here? Like, the Zionist lobby owns your politicians. And as Israel's genocide in Gaza nears its 11th month, pro-Palestinian continues to rally and demand that President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris stop arming Israel. So that means 11 months into the conflict, they are arming Israel. A former United Nations official who resigned last year in protest at the Israeli regime's ongoing genocidal war on the Gaza Strip and the U.S. and its allies' support for the onslaught keeps denouncing Washington's complicity. You go, United Nations official. Former U.S.-based Jewish Voice for Peace, Jewish activists have called on the United States to stop arming the Israeli regime amid a major military assault in the occupied West Bank as well as Gaza. So these are Jewish people. The Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign, go you Irish people, has organized literally hundreds of protests throughout Ireland in recent months, with hundreds more planned in opposition to the Zionist regime and in solidarity with the Palestinian people. The United States has sent 50,000 tons of arms and ammunition to Israel since October 7th. For 4 days, delegates, lobbyists, influencers, and Democratic Party members convened in the U.S. city of Chicago for the Democratic National Convention, the DNC, which is held every election year. I don't know why that article was in there. We already explained in the last episode why things like this happen. And U.S. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris has reiterated Washington's support for Israel, saying that Tel Aviv has the right to defend itself even if they wipe out the whole planet while they're defending themselves. And DJ Trump wants to get back into the White House, and it seems that it just might happen. I don't know who the analyst is here. Following the failed assassination attempt, Okay, that's not important. The U.S. Democratic Party has unveiled its party platform. And the U.S. Democratic Party, for you And the U.S. Democratic Party, for all you Democratic Party voters, for whatever reason, has unveiled its party platform ahead of the 2024 race, laying out 92 pages, that's a lot, of policy priorities with no mention of halting weapon sales to Israel amid the genocide in Gaza. The United States is sending a new multi-billion dollar military package for Israel. Okay, the U.S. House of Representatives has, the U.S. House of Representatives has approved a controversial bill that disregards Palestinians' rights to their lands by designating products from illegal settlements in occupied West Bank as originating from Israel? What? Like, that is totally wiping them off the map. And finally, United Nations official Francesca Albanese has slammed the United States for funding the Israeli genocide of the Palestinian people in Gaza. You know, thank God, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah that that is over with and we got all of that off of our chests. So, conclusion. Well, that's that, and that's not the conclusion. The conclusion is still coming. If it weren't for the aforementioned and aforelisted countries, in this part one and part two episode of this two-part episode, and the collective West in general, and at the forefront, America, the Zio rabbit doggy Israel gone wild would not have been able to commit so many mass massacres and mass killing at the level that they are doing over the past year. The mass crimes against humanity, the mass genociding, the mass terrorizing, the mass killing, the mass massacring, the mass starving, the mass displacing, the mass terrorizing, the mass imprisoning, and a whole bunch of other mass bad stuff that they've been doing over the last year in their genocide, to say the least, and will probably continue to keep on doing all of this mass bad stuff if somebody doesn't bother to stop them. Their Zio rabid doggy Israelis gone wild. Absolutely wild. So what we're trying to say is that if the Zio rabid doggy gone wild Israel didn't have the collective West's support, they wouldn't have been able to do all of this crazy, insane stuff. And so by giving the Zio doggy rabid gone wild Israel all of this support, these countries that we just listed, i.e. the top five, and of course many other countries, because we haven't even talked about the Zio doggy supporters over hither. So the top five, along with all these other countries, are part and parcel accomplices, mano a mano, involved in the genocide of the Palestinians. Man, woman, and child. Sick, healthy, old, young, and some that were even dead. Because they like attacked cemeteries, and dug up graves, and dismembered and disemboweled dead people. And so listen up, all you stinky Zio doggy supporters over yonder and over hither. Let me in you on a little Zio secret. Don't think that you're immune from the Zio doggy genocide fire. Or rabies, if we want to be more specific. Because even if you're a stinky Zio doggy supporter over yonder or over hither, but if perchance you don't toe the Zio rabbit doggy line, you're going to be next in line. So, when this is all done and dusted, and the global resistance for truth and justice comes out on top, and all the dust that the rabid Zio doggies have stirred up starts to settle, well, the whole world is going to hold accountable the little Zio rabbit doggies. And we know where they are. And the dirty little Zio doggy doghouse that the Zio rabbit doggies have built on usurped land is going to be dismantled. And well, you Zio rabbit doggy supporters over yonder or over hither are most definitely going to be flushed down the toilet because you supported the Zio rabbit wild doggy Israel. And y'all are gonna be flushed down with the rest of the stuff that the whole world is going to flush down the toilet and along with all the other stuff that gets flushed down the toilet.
Perfect.
Hey, we're keeping it real wherever you are. Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know. It was a good reference, you know. You get flushed down the toilet, right? You flush trash down the toilet. You flush toilet paper down the toilet. The whole point of the story, okay, is that when the Zio doggy regime, rabbit dog, Israel, gets flushed down the toilet by the people of the world, then the supporters are also going to get flushed down the toilet. I mean, like, it's common sense, like 2 + 2 = 4. Everything is okay. He just has a cold. And yes, we don't have any bloopers because most probably the video is way too long as it was. We tried to go as fast as we could. You know, I'm a human being. I'm not some kind of a cool AI robot. Sorry. The show could very well get canceled, so why not just do one last... It was an honor to be here at your service, where we were keeping it real. Oh, jeez.